This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congress tomorrow tries to wrap up its unfinished business in a lame duck session. Lawmakers will return to a changed political landscape after last week's midterm election, in which Republicans increased their majority in the House and regained control of the Senate. Joining me now is NPR's David Wellner. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How did this election change the Congress that meets in the lame duck session?
Well, Bob, of course, that election was to see who would be in the 108th Congress, which will be sworn in January. It's the old 107th that reconvenes tomorrow. But this lame duck session may waddle onto a rather topsy-turvy landscape as a result of the election, especially in the Senate, because there's a question there of which party will be in control. Now, Dean Barkley, who Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura appointed last week to fill the vacancy left by the death of Democrat Paul Wellstone, is an independent, and when he's sworn in tomorrow, it's not clear whether he'll caucus with the Democrats or with the Republicans, or with either party for that matter. He hasn't said yet. And if he goes with the Republicans, that would give them 50 votes and return majority control to them that they lost when Vermont's Jim Jeffords became an independent last year. Mississippi Republican Trent Lott would go from minority to majority leader, and South Dakota Democrat Tom Daschle would become minority leader. But should Barkley caucus with Democrats or remain independent, Democrats would stay in control. That would change, though, when Missouri Republican Jim Talent, who last week beat incumbent Democrat Gene Carnahan, is certified as the winner in Missouri, which could happen as soon as next week. He would then be sworn in, and Republicans would be in the majority. That would give them control of the agenda on the Senate floor, but there probably would not be time to reorganize committees.
What about the House?
Well, in the House, there's going to be a reorganization of the leadership. Minority Leader Dick Gephardt last week said that he was stepping down after 8 years as minority leader, and California's Nancy Pelosi, who has been the whip, has emerged as the front runner for replacing him. She's a liberal, and there was some criticism within the party that she was too liberal right now, that Democrats needed to move to the center and reconquer votes that they'd lost to Republicans. But she faces little opposition. Harold Ford of Tennessee, a moderate, is the only person who opposes her. She is expected to be elected that new leader on Thursday. And on the Republican side, Dick Armey, the majority leader, is retiring, and he is expected to be replaced by Tom DeLay, who's been the whip, also from Texas. And that would put DeLay at the front of Republicans, not just figuratively, but he's also a very powerful political operator. And so I think we could expect to see him dominating things in the House. Dennis Hastert of Illinois would continue as the speaker, but I expect he would be more a type of master of ceremonies, and DeLay would be the real power in the House.
What is Congress going to try to accomplish in this lame duck session?
Well, they've got lots to try to accomplish. They've got the Homeland Security bill that's been bogged down. President Bush says he wants that done. It's his top priority, and Trent Lott yesterday said that he thought that a compromise could be worked out this week, and that will probably be the first thing they'll tackle. They also have the appropriations bills. 11 of the 13 are unfinished. They will probably have to pass some kind of a continuing resolution to keep the government in business. There are conference reports to consider, and there are also nominations. But lame duck sessions have a history of not producing that much. This one has even more uncertainties than ones in the past. And I think that if they get much done during the session, it will probably be mostly to keep things on hold until Republicans consolidate their control when the 108th is sworn in January.
NPR's David Wellner.